Revision Module 3, Exercise E, page 110. Welcome, listeners, to Sports Today. I'm Candice Carter, and I have a special guest in the studio with me today. It's Max Turbine, champion quad racer. Great to have you on the show, Max.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Max, you are the winner of four championships in the pro quad racing circuit, and you're only 19 years old. How old were you when you started racing?
Well, when I was nine, some of my cousins were racing, and I saw them a few times at the track, but I wasn't that interested then. Later on, when I was about 12, a friend of mine invited me to his farm. He had two quads and we went for a ride. We spent the whole day on them. I loved it. The next day, my friend took me to the track, and I signed up with his racing club. My dad was really excited about my racing, and after a year, he bought me my first quad bike for my 13th birthday.
You also tried dirt bike racing for a while, but returned to quad racing. Why? Aren't dirt bikes faster?
Not necessarily. Both quads and bikes are equally fast. It's true I did try racing dirt bikes, but I enjoy more the feeling of driving a quad. Corners on a dirt bike are not easy, where with a quad I am more in control. I like jumping on both, even though quads can be more dangerous due to their heavy weight. Jumping is my strong point. I may not be the fastest on the track, and other drivers can steer better or get out of tough spots on the track better than me, but I'm the best jumper.
And you're not afraid of driving such a heavy vehicle?
It's definitely challenging, and I need to be aware of my balance at all times. About a year ago, I broke my back in a fall.
Yes, I remember that. It was a terrible accident.
Yes, it was a frightening experience and it was very painful. My mother was very upset and she wanted me to stop, but I was back racing after 2 months, as soon as my back was better. I just love it so much.
You certainly must. What advice can you give our listeners who are interested in quad racing?
First off, you need to discover if racing is for you and if you have what it takes to race. This cannot happen by just going to a racetrack and watching races. Many people go out and buy a quad before they even know if they are going to like it. This is a big mistake. And no quad class is going to show you what racing is about either. So I think the best thing to do is get involved in a race club and try racing to see if it's for you.
Makes sense to me. Thanks, Max, for joining us today and sharing with us a bit about the world of quad racing.
My pleasure.